It is April 4th at 8:03 a.m. This is a time and date scheduled for pre-hearing conference in the PSC file or case number PU-22-391. This is a siting application of SCS Carbon Transport LLC. I scheduled this pre-hearing conference to discuss our upcoming hearing in this matter on April 11th, 2023 in Wahpeton, North Dakota, which is a hearing set to discuss portions of the project located in Cass and Richland counties. Appearing for a pre-hearing this morning on behalf of the applicant is attorney Lawrence Bender. Representing the Public Service Commission is attorney Zachary Pelham. On behalf of a number of interveners are attorneys Stephen Leibel and Brian Jordy. Kevin Pranis is appearing on behalf of Launa intervener. And then finally, Victor Shook, who is part of the Public Service Commission staff. So we had a pre-hearing conference before the last hearing in Gwinner, North Dakota, and that seemed to work well to kind of know where everybody was at about witnesses and who was going to testify at the hearing. So I thought we'd do that again just so that we're all on the same page going into the Wahpeton hearings. So I'll maybe start with you, Mr. Bender. I just assumed that you were maybe going to handle the Wahpeton hearing similar to what you did in Gwinner, in that presenting limited testimony as just a brief overview of the project and then allowing questioning.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. And Mr. Pelham, I assume you won't be offering any evidence or witnesses at this hearing either?
Good morning, Judge. The commission is planning on calling a witness to talk about drain tile. His name is Dr. Thomas Scherer, S-C-H-E-R-E-R. He's a professor at NDSU.
Okay.
I don't anticipate, his testimony lasting very long, but the commission does want to get on the record some information regarding drain tile and the impact that the line would potentially have on drain tile.
Okay. Mr. Pranis, I know you presented testimony and presented a witness at the Gwinner hearing. Were you planning to offer any further testimony at the next hearing?
No, Your Honor. I have to be out of town for that hearing, so I won't be able to be present. We don't. So I think if our members attend, they would just participate as members of the general public.
All right.
No plans for witnesses.
All right. And then I saved interveners for last. I don't know who wants to speak, Mr. Leibel or Mr. Jordy?
Yes, Brian Jordy here. We plan to have a handful of folks, Your Honor. I don't know the exact number, but, five or so.
And were you planning to be there, Mr. Jordy? Are you planning to handle the hearing similar to Gwinner, or what were you thinking?
Well, it's kind of up in the air right now, but either Mr. Leibel or myself would be there, so one of us would physically be there to walk them through. So, more of the Q&A as opposed to just testimony.
Okay. That sounds good.
Your Honor?
Yep.
Your Honor, this is Lawrence Bender. I received an email yesterday from Mr. Jordy, and if I understood the email correctly, he was planning on calling as witnesses some of the individuals who offered testimony in Gwinner, and I told him that I would talk with my client to see if we were going to have any questions for those witnesses. And if he calls the witnesses that presented evidence in Gwinner, my client has decided that we will not have any questions for those witnesses. So I don't think if Mr. Jordy is planning on calling those individuals and I don't have any questions, I think it's inappropriate that they have an opportunity to speak twice.
Okay. And was that your intent, Mr. Jordy, to recall witnesses that appeared in Gwinner?
Perhaps one on this drain tile issue, and actually it makes more sense now given that the PSC is going to have an individual speaking on that topic. So, we're going to have Mr. Dotson Rod, the gentleman who spoke about the drain tile last time, there and available, and may have a few short words from him.
Mr. Bender, if Mr. Dotson Rod limits his testimony as, for lack of a better description, but as like rebuttal to what the commission's witness is going to testify about regarding the drain tile, do you have any objection to that?
No, I don't have any objection to that, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Mr. Jordy, since I have you on the line, I just wanted to let you know that, because I know you have a lot of interveners that have filed a PR, you're representing a lot of interveners in this case, and I can tell you that, you know, the commissioners have expressed to me concern already about the length of the hearing, that second hearing date for Bismarck, and I think they're willing, if you're willing to bring some of them to perhaps the Litton hearing to try to take some of the load off of that Bismarck day, I think that would be a good idea. And I'm not making you commit to anything today, but I just want to let you know that that was kind of the feeling I got from the commissioners.
Yes, my response to that would be, to the extent that folks are, willing and able to travel away from where they're located and do that, I think that makes sense. I would say for the record, I think it's problematic when there's a predefined limit time-wise on an issue that's so important. And so, I think even the one extra day, or I guess the one additional hearing day that we're planning to have, I don't think it's appropriate to, frankly, have a concern about how many people are interested in exercising their due process rights. I think what we should be talking about is looking at additional days to make sure people fit it in, as opposed to already inconveniencing those folks more and having them travel elsewhere. So that's what I'd like to get on the record, Your Honor.
Sure. Yep. And Andrew.
Your Honor, if I may just quickly respond. I mean,
sure.
Mr. Jordy had an opportunity to bring witnesses to Bismarck. I know we didn't get to that. I don't know if he had them there or not. He had an opportunity to present witnesses in Gwinner, which he did. He's now going to have another opportunity to present witnesses in Wahpeton. You know, it seems to me that that is sufficient, that we don't have to provide him with another opportunity in Linton or try to reset our schedule in Bismarck to accommodate him having the opportunity to present three or four times.
Okay.
So my response to that is this has nothing to do about my opportunity. I'm just a tool and a mouthpiece for people that are directly affected, their property and constitutional rights being directly affected, and this is a process for the people. It's the Public Service Commission, not the Pipeline Service Commission, and the dates that were set prior to any intervention deadline and prior to all of our interveners coming into the matter. And so the schedule was set when I think there were maybe two parties to the case and not the 50 or however many there are now. So with all due respect, Mr. Bender, if it's going to be a process for the public, it certainly would be appropriate to at least consider extending the time for additional hearing, perhaps.
All right. Yeah, it's my understanding that the commission has determined those are the amount of days that they're willing to set aside for the hearing. I really have no control over that other than to allow Mr. Jordy on behalf of your clients to put your objection and your thoughts on the record and build your record for that. And likewise, Mr. Bender has his opportunity to put his response in the record, but my understanding at this point, I don't know who spoke, but...
Zach, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
If I could just briefly respond. On behalf of the commission sets hearing dates based upon the application as to when it's received. The application was received and was publicly available for quite some time before the hearings were set. And the administrative code, as well as the Century Code, provide for the rules of procedure as to any member of the public to intervene. So for purposes of the hearings that have been set, I would note that we're going to be having five hearings for this pipeline spread across North Dakota, giving citizens the ability to communicate, to testify, to retain attorneys if they should like. The commission is absolutely providing these hearings for the public. And I just want to make it clear that there's no objections, there's no motions on the record objecting to anything that has been set. And barring that, these are the hearings that have been set. The commission wants to hear from everyone, but at the same time, there are procedural rules in place that have to be followed, and also everyone is entitled to have those procedural rules applied equally, so it's not advantaging one or the other. So I just want to make that clear. From the commission standpoint, the Dakota Access Pipeline didn't have five hearings. It had three. This particular line is going to have five hearings across the state of North Dakota. Due process is preserved, undoubtedly, and if any party wishes to object, the rules provide for a process to do that. I don't think today is the time to be objecting, and quite frankly, if there is a motion, then the commission will take a look at that. But for purposes of the hearings that have been set by the commission, they have all been in compliance with procedural rules, the administrative code, and the Century Code. Thank you.
So, Your Honor, I have to respond to that, and I don't know if Mr. Pelham misinterpreted my comments. We have no problem with the process as it currently has occurred. I'm simply saying in response to the notion that because the individuals who weren't able to speak in Bismarck may not still be able to on the one day that has been set aside in June, my simple response is if there's more people standing in the queue, I don't think we can artificially cut them off, and I think it may be wise to consider having an additional overflow date just in case, though that's simply what I'm saying.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Jordy. I appreciate that. And I didn't take it as far as maybe that seemed. I just wanted to make it clear. And certainly the commission absolutely wants everyone to be able to testify and to provide evidence and argument on this line. But at the same time, there certainly are realities, and those realities are time constraints. So I think having these pre-hearing conferences is helpful. There are certain aspects that the commission just simply doesn't have control over, but at the same time, it does have to have a process in place to allow for the hearing to proceed and for the applicant to present its case, and then also for the interveners to present its case. And I believe that that's going to be, completed, and I do believe that that will be fulfilled. But appreciate your point on that.
I haven't seen the commissioner's travel schedules yet or travel arrangements for next week's hearing, Mr. Shook. Are we going to have a hard 9 o'clock end date again, do you know? I assume so.
Yeah, we'll have the same flight restrictions where a pilot is limited, so we'll have to shut down at a similar sometime between 8 and 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, that's kind of what we have, when 9 o'clock in the morning to 8:30 at night, but I think the commissioners are willing to stay there till the last minute if they need to, so just encourage specifically the interveners to use that time if they can. Mr. Jordy or Mr. Leibel, refresh my memory, did you file another motion to intervene for another client last week, Friday?
Steve, do you want to take that? I think that's right.
I believe that's right. This is Steve. I'm just checking. I think there was one more person, a Mr. Teagues, James Teagues. I am just looking. Yes, there was one.
Okay. And I'll just ask if there's any, rather than setting a time frame to respond to that, is there any objection to the motion to intervene, Mr. Bender?
No objection.
Mr. Pelham?
No objection.
Okay. Then I'll get an order out granting that one as well. It likely will not be today, and with the weather, we're short staffed, so it might be Friday before I get that out, but I will get that out this week. Are there other issues we need to discuss this morning?
Your Honor, Mr. Jordy indicated, and I'll try to get the words correctly here, he indicated that he'd probably call 5 or more witnesses, possibly. Is there any possibility that we could get a list of those witnesses before the hearing, perhaps later today or tomorrow?
Well, I don't know exactly who they're going to be. I mean, I can tell you the ones that, you know, Mr. Dotson Rod, his mom Rose, and James Teague, the individual we just talked about, and I think there might be a couple more, but I frankly have to check and double check with folks. So those are the only 3 that I can share with you right now.
And Lawrence, this is Steve. To address that a little bit more specifically, I believe it's all landowners.
Okay. Well, Your Honor, if we could get a list as soon as possible, I think that'd be appropriate. You've always asked me ahead of time, and today you asked the commission for a list of their witnesses, and we've always provided you that. I think we should, you know, the interveners could provide us the same courtesy.
Yeah, if you're able to do that, Mr. Leibel or Mr. Jordy, that it just helps move things along at the hearing if everybody knows who the parties are that are planning to testify. Do you know when final decision on that's going to be made?
Well, you know, honestly, the final decision is probably the day before, but I'll have a better idea after talking with Steve later today, and we're each trying to coordinate some folks, so we can certainly give Mr. Bender an updated may call list, but it won't be finalized to the will call until probably the day before.
Okay, that's fine. Do you want to send your may call list to the whole group, too?
Sure, we will certainly do that.
Because I think the commissioners, at least some of them, if they know who's planning to testify, they'll look at the maps pertaining to their where they own land and things like that. So it's helpful for them, too.
Yep, makes sense.
All right. Any other issues we need to discuss this morning? All right. Hearing none, I will note for the record it's 8:23 a.m. That will conclude our pre-hearing conference for this morning. Thank you all for calling in for a productive conversation, and I hope everybody has a nice day today.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.